Kum Len and Ablat Gemara, we're up to Me'ilah Dav Tesam and Aleph, we're a day ahead in the bottom of the page. Basically, the Mishnah continues where we started off. Chatas Oiv, now we're talking about Oilus Oiv, and every possible carbon. When you consecrated it, as soon as you verbalize and say that it's Kodesh, it becomes consecrated. When you shecht it, you raise it a notch, and that is that if a Tvul Yoim, somebody went to the mikveh, didn't yet wait for sunset, and touches it, it becomes pasul. Or a person who has to wait for his karbonus, he waited till sunset, but he didn't bring his carbon yet, like a zov or a metzayda or a lettuce, they have to wait for their carbon, and if they touch it, they passel it. Also, if it stays overnight now, there's lina. Then we said, if you do the next stage, which is you either spray the blood by chatas or other karbonus, or you squeeze the blood against the mizbeach, now you remove the mi'ilah, you remove the kedusha for the parts that go to the kohen, and the part that goes in the mizbeach, the kedusha remains on, but now also kicks in all the laws of pigel, noiser, and tameh. That if you had the wrong thoughts in mind, and now somebody eats it, after you spray, you have to spray the blood before the pigel sets in. Because we learned yirotza that you have to go through all the activities like a normal carbon. Okay, and the same thing applies to lechem haponim, mishteh lechem, also the bread becoming brown, that's like the shchita. Okay, you're all on the same page now? Brings back memories. Says the Gemara, itmo, we learned. Oh, one other thing is we said, when is considered, when are you allowed to have, let's say, we said, se'idim ha'nisrafim, things which get burnt. The se'idim ha'nisrafim get burnt outside the Beis HaMikdash. When do you, so we went through that, yeah, when is the mi'ilah finished? The Tesam Rav right after the Mishnah. We're on the page. Okay, so we said that when are you moil on the parts that go under the base on the Mizbeach until you take it out to the base Hadeshin. Okay, so what happened was they would go on the Mizbeach there, and they would every morning they would clear a little bit the coal, push it to the side, and take a little bit out to the middle and put it on the bottom there next to the ramp. And that's called Trumas Hadeshin. They would do it every morning, Trumas Hadeshin, to take out the Deshin. And even the parts that are left on the Mizbeach, you cannot enjoy it until you actually take it out, take it away completely from there. Once you remove the Deshin, then you can enjoy that. That's when the mitzvah is completed. So the mitzvah is not completed when you burn the fire, it's only when you remove it. Except by Parim and Esrafim, as soon as there's no Trumas Hadeshin because you burn it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, as soon as it burns through, that's it. Says the Gemara, Yidma, we learn, Hanene me'efe tapuach shagab mizbeach. What happened after you removed the Trumas Hadeshin, right? So in other words, you took from the ashes, you took a pile of ashes, you took it down, and afterwards, this plenty of ashes left on top of the, like a mound called the puach. Plenty of ashes left on top of the mizbeach. Can you now benefit from those ashes? That on top of the mizbeach, the remainder. You already did Trumas Hadeshin in the bottom. What about the ones that were remaining on top? Okay. yeah. So what happened was they used to bring it downstairs about 3 tefachim away from the ramp and pile it up. That's Trumas Hadeshin. And then what's left on top, they would push to a side, on the side of the mizbeach, and just keep on building up a mound. And it looked like a hat. And it used to go very, very high. And then they would, then eventually the kohen would change his clothing, put on other clothing, reduce the kedush of the clothing. You know, because it's not passing that you should use the same clothes that you feed the king, you're going to go sweep the floors. It doesn't make sense. It's not bakovetic. And then you would remove it from time to time. Yeah. and where would you take it? You would take it outside of your shalayim and burn it over there. No, the Nachal Kidron, as we'll see later, that's where they put the blood. It used to go down the Nachal Kidron. They would take it outside of the machane and then get rid of it there. That's called the ashes sitting on the tapuach, the ashes in the mouth. So what's it in there? Second Marazay. That's it. You did the Trumas Hadeshin already in the middle. You finished. Now the mitzvah is over. And Abyechanam Moilimboy, the mitzvah, whatever's left at the top is still not finished yet. So it's like this. Leif Nate Trumas Hadeshin in the morning before you did the Trumas Hadeshin, Noah's still sitting on top of his bed before you took away the little pile, then a little bit. You didn't finish the job yet. Keep Trumas Hadeshin. You took away a little bit. Rab Amar Ein Moilin Boy, you're no longer stealing, because Moilin is when you change it from Kedusha to Chulin. The moment you use it, you're transforming it from holy to Chulin. Hare Nasis Mitzvase. The moment you took the Trumas Hadeshin, even though the rest is sitting atop of the Mizbeach, it's completed. The job is over. And you still have to leave it in that pile, then eventually take it away. But that's not an avoider. That's not significant. Rabbi Yechonah says, "Kivon nechsiv v'lovash hakoyin midibad." Eventually, when you remove that mound, the kohen has to wear kohen's clothes. You can't just have the janitor coming in. Is that ayah that's still considered an aveda? Doesn't matter what status or what level of aveda it is, it's still aveda. Kivon tzar lebitakuna bigdushas hakoyin. Since you need to wear the clothes of a kohen to remove all those ashes, it's still considered kedush. So now we learned moilin bohen. It says in our Mishnah that you are moil achetetze lebeis hadeshen. Sounds like it's not a trumas hadeshen, it's a beis hadeshen. Sounds like you're moil with the ashes that are left on top of the zbeach until you eventually take it away and put it outside the camp. Kashan Rav. Because Rav said as soon as you took away the trumas hadeshen, it's no longer moil. Amalach Rav achetetze lebeis hadeshen. In other words, one man is away, the moment you took away Terumas Hadeshen, everything that's left there is suitable to be put taken outside of Shalim. So it's the same thing. You know, after you took the Terumas Hadeshen, from that moment onwards, we had a number of times now in the last few pages where the Gemara says something, and the Gemara says, it doesn't mean that, it means ro, you know, when it's ready to do that. Okay, Meisav, I'll ask you a question. It says, we have in Zvachim, v'kulon shepoku malgab mezbeach. It talks about over there that if you should take them down. Things that don't belong to Mizbeach, you take them and remove them from Mizbeach. And then it says that the wool that, you know, that's on the sheep and the hair that's on the beards of the goats and the bones and the veins and the horns and the hooves, when they are attached to the animal, they go on the Mizbeach. But then once they're separated from the animal, you don't put the hair of the animal on the mizbeach. And it says that if you did, you put it on the mizbeach, you don't take it down, but shepoku mizbeach, they fall out on its own. The fire made it pop out of the mizbeach, then lo yachze, you don't put them back. And there's no longer me'ila. There's no me'ila. V'chein gechele shepoku mizbeach, to a coal that popped off the mizbeach. We're talking about not that the fats popped off the mizbeach, we're talking about the wood. A piece of wood from the Mizbeach, lo yachzid.
So even though the wood itself is considered a carbon, you can bring a carbon to Eitzim, or you can donate the two logs of wood every morning.
Yeah, so the emurim, the fats itself, if it falls off the Mizbeach, you got to put it back on, because it's not finished yet. It's not nasa mitzvasim, until it completely burns through, and we just learned the Mishnah before, when is nasa mitzvasim by fats? Not when it completely burns through. Then when you take some of the ashes and throw them as adeshin. We're talking about the wood itself. And there's no mila. It was mashma. Only these coals when they pop down to the ground. If the coal is still sitting on the zbech, yachzir. You have to make sure that you're still moil. You know, you can't use it. It's only because it popped off the zbech, sitting on the zbech. Now, in that big pile of ashes, surely there's pieces of coal there as well. It's not just ashes. So you just said, I've said, that is no longer Kedusha sitting on top of the Mizbech once you took off the Terumas Hadeshen. So it's clearly here that the only time there's no Kedusha is if it popped off the Mizbech. But if it's still sitting on the Mizbech, and we're talking about the wood, you know, ashes or coal, it's still, you're still mild. And the Gemara right now thinks it's no different than coal or ashes. So it makes sense, because he still didn't finish the job until eventually he'd remove all the ashes from the Mizbech, he'd take it outside the camp. El Rav, according to Rav, is Kasha, Amalach Rav, Shaini Gacheles. You're comparing coal to ashes. I said by ashes the job is done. The job is finished. You have to take it out of the camp, that's not really an avoider. You're talking about coal. And coal, the East Bay Mashosha, coal has some substance in it, and that means it didn't turn into ashes yet completely. It still has a metzias. Therefore, you didn't complete the job totally, and that's why you're still moil. Ikedam, others learn a faket, not a kashan rab, but a rait rab. Ikedam, lahagis, a time, but the only reason why we're talking about coal, and by coal we make a distinction whether it fell down or on the zbeach, is by coal. Mashma by ashes, and then it makes no difference on the zbeach or on the zbeach, the job is over. Kashan rab, yechelen, time, mishum gecheles, the izbe mashosha, faket, because we're talking about a case of coal, and we're saying dafke fell down, it's mutter, but if it's on the ground top, it's also mashenge by ashes, it would make no difference where it is, it's always mutter. Ha'e, for the lesba, mashosha, but ashes, where there's nothing substance. But even sitting on the bechus on moils, that I to Rav that the job is over is bishlam. The Rav Nicha makes sense because Rav holds as soon as you did the Terumas Hadeshen in the morning, any remaining ashes, the job is over. El Rabbi Yechon Kasha, Rabbi Yechon is a problem.
You're not comparing the Here you're saying because of whether it's on or off the Mizbeach, and here you're saying what's the nature of the thing? Is it substance or no substance?
Yeah, but the point is, why does Rav say that the job is... Rav says, as, once it's ashes, you can't do anything with it. It's over.
It's like
there's an expression in Gemara we had other places, Ponim Chadosh is Bo'olakan. This is not any resemblance to what it was originally. So therefore, the job is over, finished. Nasim Mitzvosim, it's over. You have to afterwards take it out of Yishlayim. That's because you got to clean the place up. It's not an avoid. It's not part of the service. But if it's coal, anything which is coal is still retained. It's still useful. So it still retains something of its original thing. It has a purpose, and therefore it doesn't yet. You don't say ponim chadosh is bolakan. So therefore, the fact that we're making a contrast by coal, we're not making a contrast by ashes. Doesn't that show that? That by ashes, Rav is right. It makes no difference. Once it turns to ashes, you're not stealing any more base of Migdash. Akash Rabbi
Yechon. It makes no difference whether it's on or off the Mizbeach.
Exactly. So it's Akash Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, even while sitting on Mizbeach, it's still considered holy until you take it out of Yishlayim. Omloch Rabbi Yechon answered, no. You know why we're talking about coal? You think that we're talking about coal because ashes are different. No. Hu adin lafilo eifed. The same thing will apply by ashes as well. That the job is not over until you remove it from the Mizbeach. Behind the time of the Chonichelus, why are we talking about coal? Ka'osi lashminim wants to tell you a chiddush. Da filu gachelus di isma mashosha. The chiddush is not that it, what do you call it? The chiddush is not that it still retains its kedusha. That's not a chiddush. Even ashes retains kedusha. The chiddush is faket. But if it popped off the mizbeach, you don't got to put it back on. Since it retains the kedusha, you would think, well, it fell off the mizbeach, a piece of coal, you should put it back on. The chiddush, you don't have to, because since it's not part of the carbon, you don't have to put it back on. The izba mashosha kipokam magam mizbeach, but if it fell off the mizbeach, lo yach, you don't have to put it back. That's the chiddush. Okay, no raya either way. Itma, we learned another machlekes. Hanen bebasa kachi kachi. If somebody has hano from the meat of kachi kachi, lifnei zrikas damim. If somebody has hano from the meat of kachi kachi, before you spray the blood, right? You're moil. The din is by kachi kachi. The moment you verbalize it's holy, it is kaidish, right? It's kaidish. You're not allowed to use it, and you have to wait until you spray the blood before the kainim can take that meat. You decided to have a nah before you spray the blood, which means, what does that mean? That means that you are moil. And when you're moil, you have to pay a principal and a penalty and a carbon, a sham me'ilis, if it's b'shayig. So the question is as follows. What do you do with that money? You pay a penalty, you pay the principal, let's say it was a $100 animal, and you pay also a quarter, which equals, to, when you add it on, becomes a fifth, right? It becomes 125. 25 is 125, and you divide 125 by 5.
A fifth of the new total.
Exactly. Which we call a quarter. The Gemara always uses the expression plus a fifth really is really a quarter. Because the fifth is milbar. It's outside. It's in, No. It was a $100 animal. The penalty is $25. The Gemara calls it a fifth because they look at it as the aggregate. So it's the milbar. We call milgav. We say, well, 25 is a quarter. Because we look at the total as 100 and say, well, 25 is a quarter. But they always do milbar, which means you add it on, which is really the same thing. Now, what do you do with the money? What do you do with that money? Okay, and you give it to the Kohen. What do they do with the money? Machlekes. So it's more or less follows. Eat my nene, buzz, kachin, kachin, thanks, ikas, dummim. So, ve'emudi, kachin, kalam, or you'll say the fats of kachin, kalam, after you spray the blood, which again is moil, you're stealing, and you have to pay now this penalty. What do you do with that money? Rav, Amarav says, mashin, nene, all the money that you have, you have to pay, the principal and the penalty. What do you do with it? Yipul dava, you put it in the coffers where they continuously buy kabanas to keep them as bech busy. Ketzim as bech. So you bring like a carbon tzibur, a voluntary, it's not your personal carbon, it's a carbon tzibur. Apart from that, you got to bring your own carbon, the shamilas. However, Levi says, Yavi dover shekulu l'mizbeach. Levi says, no, that you should bring something which the entire amount will be used in mizbeach, because you just stole from the mizbeach. And what is that ketitus? I think Mar will soon say. Ketitus. You ought to buy ketitus with this money. Says Gemara, Tanya, this is the most, according to Rashi, this is the most modern Gemara. Look at the Gemara says here. Tanya kavos to Levi. I'm going to bring a raya to Levi. The Bryce says as follows. Where does this Mila go? Halameid in Lifnei Chachamim. Those who study before the Chachamim, they say, Yavi Dover Shekulu Mizbech, you should buy something which is entirely used for the Mizbech. And my Niyok Teda is, who are these people learn from Chacham? Look at Ashi, three lines and the narrow lines. The Hainu Levi. Who was the Talmidin Halameid in Lifnei Chachamim? That was Levi Lerebi. Whenever Levi learned a braisa before Rebbe, that's the expression halameidim lifnei chachamim. Iyuktani ha braisa mashmei de Rebbe. Yavi dava shekulu rabbi mizbech. The Hanik Teres. piece. The Gemara is bringing a raya to Levi from Levi. You ever hear that? And Tesis already has a problem with that. Actually, look at the later. Tesis has a problem with that, and he has different gusa. But interesting. Tesis says Levi never said a braisa. It's somebody else. Anyway, so but what do we see from bottom line is that the entire Tesis. Tanik was the Rav. Hanenim, it may chatzah, we look like Rav as well. If you have a no, this is a long braisa. It goes as follows. If you have hanof and may chatzah, you know, you stole from the base of meters, you got to pay a penalty. And the principal, umme ashim or carbon ashim, this is what happens. Let's say you didn't bring the chatas yet, the animal's still alive, and you use it for your own purpose, the value of a shava pruta, so you have to pay now the principal, and you have to pay now also the, what do you call it? You have to pay the principal, and you also have to pay the penalty. So what do? Yosif v'yavi chatasai. What you do is, you go ahead, you add more money, and you buy yourself a karma chattis. You buy yourself a karma chattis. We're talking about here. What is it? We're talking about you didn't set aside the animal yet. You set aside money to buy a chattis. You set aside $100 to buy yourself an animal for a chattis. You set aside money to buy ashram. Set aside money to buy yourself a karma ashram. And then you use the money. So what do you do? But you didn't use all the money. You use, let's say, $25 of that. So you have $75 left. You take that $75, make $7. You add where the penalty that, you know, the principal, the $25 you took, and you also have to add the penalty, you know, the $6, whatever, you have to add on to it, and now you buy an animal for $105. If you didn't buy yet the Hashem, is Yosef Yavi Hashami, okay, with the remaining money. What about Karev Chatosa? You used $25 out of $100. You bought yourself an animal for $75, and you already had your Karev Chatosa. So you were forgiven. So what do you do now? You have to pay $25 plus the principal. What do you do now? What do you do with the money? It's like this. Karev Chatosa is Yelchi Yamamelech. The din is that if you already brought up, then you have more. You have another carbon, another animal for the same Chatosa. It's Chatosa Meitzes. You let it die. So with the money, you throw it, toss away in Yamamelech. Yeah. No, but you brought the animal, you didn't realize that you were stealing from Hegdish, and then, or you didn't, you used the money, you realized that money was Hegdish money, and then you found out. So now what you do is with the principal and the penalty, you throw it, you can't have any anof from it. You throw it to Yam HaMelech. Yeah, if the money was still there, you didn't bring the Karma Chatas, we would just add to the money bringing Karma Chatas. But now that you found out after you brought the Karma Chatas, so therefore, and it would have been used for a Chatas, so you have to toss it away. It's like a Chatas Shemesa Bala, or Chatas Shekipra Bala. The owner was forgiven. Okay, Hanenem mekotche kotchim. What happened? You had enough of kotche kotchim. Leaf nezikas damim before you spray the blood, which you're not allowed to. Or veimudu kotche kan lachzikas damim. So what you do is mashenene yiplu davar. Whatever hano you had, you buy. But what do you do with it? You put it into that general coffers to buy kabbanis. This is a raya to Rav, who says that the money you use for kumas dibur. Then it continues, Kol Karbonis HaMizbeach LeMizbeach. He says here that all the Karbonis HaMizbeach is to the Mizbeach, and Karbonis Kachav HaLebayis. He says that all the Karbonis that from Mizbeach will be used on the Mizbeach. And Kachav HaLebayis, if let's say what you set aside was for Bedek HaLebayis before you were Moyel, then the money is used for Bedek HaLebayis. Karbonis Tzibur LeNidvot Tzibur. Okay. So he says, clear eye to that. But the more now ask a question. I don't understand. Hagufa kasha. The Brice is sort of contradicting itself. First, you say, Achele karva chatos. If you didn't bring your chatos yet, what you do is you use the remaining money and you add the principal and the penalty. Yosef v'yavi chatos. And then you say, Misha karva chatos. Once you brought the chatos, what do you do with the leftover money? Yechli amelech. And then it says, Tony, kol karbonus hamizbech. Any carbon includes the chattis. But if, you know, this thing happened, you brought the carbon up and then you found out you're a moil, what do you do with the money in the mizbech? You give it towards the mizbech, not you towards the yam melech. And it sounds like veloishno the ichap or bailim veloishno the hechad loichap. It's a coal in all instances. It doesn't make a difference. The bailim already brought up the animal, didn't bring up the animal. Says him, what do you write? Reisha Rab Shimini, the reisha of this brisa that says the money has to be tossed in Yam Melech goes according to Rab Shimon Amar Kol Chatas Shechibra LeThomas. Rab Shimon holds that if you had a karma chatas, you lost it, and you brought up, and you brought up a second one, and even though you found the first one before you were makir of the second one, he says it's been already rejected, and it goes to Yam Melech. So therefore, in all cases, the money goes to Yam Melech. But the safer, but the end of the brisa, on the top of the next page, is the Rabbanon. The end of the braisa goes according to the Rabbanan. Of course, the Rabbanan hold that if you recovered the animal before you brought up the new animal, then it does not go to Yam HaMelech. So therefore, they're the ones who hold that the leftover money, if you you bring it to the Mizbeach. Omar Rav Gide Kosel Rav Ashi, Rav Zviya of Beit Kosel said Rav Ashi, Hocham Rabbaya, Reisha Rav Shimon, said Rabbanan, in fact, exactly the same answer. The Reisha Rav Shimon, who holds in all instances, the money gets tossed away, and the safe is Rabbanan. Omar Rav says Rav, Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees, She'im Nene Mebasa Kotcher Kotchim Shenitmu, if you had Hanor from Kotcher Kotchim, that let's say with Tom, even though you didn't spray the blood yet. Now, before we just said if you didn't spray the blood and you're having Hanor from Hegdish, you're stealing from Hegdish. But here there's no use to Hegdish. It's Tameh. What can Hegdish do with this meat? So the question is, are you considered a Moil? Do you have to pay with a penalty? You didn't really steal anything of value from Hegdish, because Hegdish can't do anything with it. Shenitmula became Tameh. Or Memuri Kotchim Kalim Lachashel. Or Kotchim Kalim after he put them on his bech. And but before it became ashes, and but the fire already touched it, you're no longer chai de potter, you're potter from Ila, because you're not stealing anything from Hegdish, because once you already put on the bech and the fire already affected it, that's it, the bech didn't lose anything out. So what do you tell me? He didn't steal anything. Once the Bekotche Kotchim is tummy, what can the Kainim can't use it, the Abisha can't use it. And the same thing by in Muru Kotcher Kaling. You did the mitzvah already the moment the fire touched it. What is it? I would have thought, still another mitzvah there to do, be done. What do you do with fats of Kotcher Kotcher that became tummy? You don't just throw in the garbage. There's another activity. Okay, instead of doing the normal activities of putting them as Mizbeach, you go ahead and you burn it with all the Pasul Kabbanas. That's an Avoida. So maybe it still belongs, to the Beis HaMikdash, the schus of having this additional mitzvah of burning it, and you stole from that. Islay mitzvah Sreifel the Kainim. Or a Muru Kotcher Kalim, or even a Muru Kotcher Kalim, you're telling me what? They want the fire touched it. There's no longer a mitzvah, but there is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah for the kohen to step on the mizbeach and to turn it, to turn it over so that you burn better on all sides. Ikim mitzvah, you rob them of a mitzvah. You rob the kohen of the mitzvah of turning it over, or the mitzvah of burning the fats. Kamashal on the loy. That's stealing that mitzvah. You don't have to pay for. That's not mila.
Well, the kohen didn't get any loss, because the kohen didn't pay anything to do the avodah in the first place.
Sorry?
The kohen never paid anything to do the avodah in the first place, so it's not a financially tangible loss.
True, even though before we said that everyone agrees you're still moil, kol zman, you didn't take the Trumas Hadeshen, so what are we talking about here? How can you tell me that in Muri Kotchim Kalim, that the moment the fire touched it, you're ready nasa mitzvason, and no long mila, but we just learned 2 minutes ago that kol zman, everyone agrees that if you didn't go ahead remove the Terumah Sadeshin, you're still Mayel. The argument was, but you're Rav and what happens, the rest of the pile on the Mizbech. So that actually explains the difference between Kotcher Kotchim and Kotchim Kalim. There we're talking about Kotcher Kotchim, which are very holy. Kotcher Kotchim, the mitzvah is not done until you do the Terumah Sadeshin in the morning, and the argument is, what about the remaining ashes? Here we're talking about Kotchim Kalim, which is a much lower level Kedusha, because in fact, most of the animal goes back to the Bailim and to the Kohenim. So therefore, over here, as soon as the fire comes in contact with it, you did the mitzvah already. You don't have to wait for Terumah Sadeshin. You stole, so you got to pay back, the principal whatever you took and the penalty. And what do you do with the money? Since it's set aside for the Kamechatz, according to Rav Shimon, you throw away. That's all I'm talking about. You found out before the Kapora, before you actually brought it up. Aval, he found out la'achar kapora. If you found out after you did the kapora, after you brought your chattas, you found out to your moil. What do you do then with the money now? He said, in this case, yipul davar. Everyone would agree, you go to davar. L'chayda why? L'chayda, we just said before that if you
the davar means better kabbayis.
Better the davar means no. Davar means that ketzim is bech. That you buy communal kabbana, the kinyan is better busy. If you already found out before you brought that carbon that the money you use is mila. The pile you brought that carbon says here, everyone will agree that the money that you're putting aside now to pay, you should not throw in Yam HaMelech, because we don't set aside money. So it means you don't set aside money lechatchila to be thrown away in Yam HaMelech. What do you call it? You don't set aside money lechatchila to be ma'abed, to lose the money, just throw it away. It's like about tashchis. So you want to write the Mishnah Hakoymitz when it comes to a carb mincha, you take kmitz with your fingers, valavoina, the incense, raktoides, and kleides, so mincha's kainim, the mincha that kainim bring gets totally burnt. The mincha's kainim mashiach, the mincha that a kain anointed kain brings, for if he doesn't have any, forgot. Sorry, the Minchas Kohen Mashiach means the Kohen brings it twice a day, Chavisa Kohen Gadol. Or Minchas Nesachim, the Minchi bring along with, you know, with every carbon that you bring. So this is Nesachim. And Moilim, now all of these get burnt completely on the Mizbech. All of these, there's nothing going to Kohenim, nothing left over. So the thing is, Moilim Behem, Mishuchdishu, the moment you set aside, you Moil, because it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Kitchen be clean. The next stage is you then went and put in a keli and you made it holy. You went up a notch. So just like the kabbalas before. Hukshel possible for yem. For yem touch comes the now tamei possible b'chusik. You put him a guy. He's supposed to bring a carbon. V'lein if he stays overnight. The chayov in olam meshum noise. Then you also chayiv. But now you also chayiv b'noise umeshum tamei. You chayiv also by noise if let's say left over or you somebody person touch it. You chayiv. And upigul ain't ba, but there's no pigul in these cases here. Why not? When is the pigul if there's another activity that makes that enables you to do whatever the next activity is, either burn mizbeach or this? But here, if this is the very activity that's going to finish the job, there's no dover or something else that's being matted it. In other words, when you shech the animal, you spray the animal, shechita is what? But the shechita needs, for example, the zrika. So, or the Zika needs the ketores to be put on his bech. He's left to say, he's left to be marked to the emurim with the carbon. So something else has to happen. Here, whatever you did, that's it. That's activity.
Zach,
there's no pickle there. For example, the blood you spray is matter the meat to be eaten by the kohen. The blood you spray is matter parts of the animal to go onto the mizbech. Like oilus oif and all that. anything which requires something to be matted, then so you're not chayv noise all these things until you actually bring up that matidin, you spray the blood, until you do the, you know, that activity. The chosha ain lo matidin, anything that has nothing else to do, to be matted, kivon shekiddush bekli, the moment you put in the keli, that's it. Chayovin olam shem noise v'tame. You're chayiv for nois and tamid, but pigle ain't, but it's not pigle. Okay, finish the page. We'll finish the page now. Yeah, this is Shabbos.
If we brought this at the beginning of the page, it would have saved us a lot of effort.
That's true.
This Mishnah explains.
That's true. Let's finish now the Gemara to the end of the page. So we're finishing now Shabbos' day. The idea is that we don't have to learn on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So we have to still learn three more blocks. Okay, we'll do that in Mishnah by Friday. So actually, I'll tell you, so long for him to learn. We'll be good until he can learn two Wednesdays. Yeah, says the Gemara. You're right. Says the Gemara. Menohan Emili. How do you know? How do you know? So, it's a long davening. Okay, so maybe you saw. We'll do Wednesdays. Okay, we'll see. Menohan Emili. How do you know? How do you know that that Neisir? How do you know that Neisir and Tomei Yechayim in all cases? Whether there's a Dover Matin or not. You tell me, Pigle, there's no Pigle, there's no Dover Shematin. So how do you know Yechayim, Neisir and Tomei? So the Gemara, the Torah Mami learned, Yochal would have thought, Ain't Chayavim Mishum Tumah, Elder Bedover Sheyesh Le Matin. I would have thought that Tumah also would only buy just like Madach Pigle, which is so strict. Right? Because Yechayim, buy Pigle as soon as you... if you found it afterwards that you did the wrong thing, you'll say, that's it. You bring a carbon, Hashem. By Tumah, the din is you have to first know your tummy, then forget your tummy, and then you know again that your tummy. That's when by Tumah we say that you have to, what do you call it? That's when by Tumah we say you have to bring a carbon. You knew your tummy, you forgot, you walked into the base of Migdash, or you forgot you ate a carbon, and you ate the kachim, and then you remembered your tummy. So you need two yidiyas. So which is stricter? Pigle. Because pigle only one yidiyah is enough. So we were thought, Dino Madar Pigle Shahubidi, ah, has only one idea. Kabane Kavua and another chumra. It's a fixed carbon, I don't care your state is Lahuta Miklalai. There's never a time that Pigle is mutter, ain't chayavin alav, and you're not no, but by carbon tzibur. There is sometimes we say pigle, but by carbon tzibur we say that because it's maybe from a fagel, it still ruins the carbon. It doesn't matter, it belongs to the communer and the carbon food. And yet, in chayyav and al dovashesh la matidin, in a chayyav, that's not something matidin, so tumah. Shibishtei yediyas. Tumah, first of all, you have to have a yediyah before, a year after. It's very limiting, the whole thing. Then the karbanah oil yedit. The hair, it's already so much easier. If you're poor, you don't have to bring such an expensive carbon. And then v'hutim reklolev. Everybody is tamei. It's all right. So eino din, surely we should be lenient. Shelo yehei chayiv el al dover sheyesh le matinah. Should only be chayiv if I tamei for some matinah. So when it comes to these things we just mentioned by kaimetz mincha and all that, you know, you put in the keli, that's it, finished. Tamad loyme. You know, there's no other activity you have to do to be matted. Yes, exactly. So maybe it shouldn't be a problem. Tamad loyme. Therefore, says emor lohem. It's not a pasuk. Emor alei emor doyda seichem kol ish asher yikar mikol zarachem chulu. It's talking about all kachim. It said the Tomas Yolavi get kaddish, but chol akachim daber. It makes no difference with kind of all kachim are including the iser of tamei. I don't care if it's a davar mat or not. So Yochol, I would have thought Yechayiv Aleyen Miyad. I would have thought they should be. So I would have looked at this. Okay, so those that have a matidin should be Chayiv Tomei even before you bring the matidin, and those that have no matidin should be Chayiv Tomei right away before you put it in the keli. So who said you have to wait? No, but as soon as you did the kmitzah, if you're Tomei, you should be matamid. Why do you have to wait till you put it in the keli? We just said you have to wait till you put it in the keli before you matamid. When you bring it up, so yikra means when you touch it. So what do you mean by yikra over here, touching? It means when you do the activity of either putting in the keli or when you do whatever it is to get ready to go to the next stages. Omer Abeloza says, Abeloza b'chiyesh negeh shu chayiv. Abeloza says, yikra means touching. How can you be chayiv for touching? By kachim you have to eat and so on and so forth, not just touching. Hakeitzad, kol dover sheyesh le matirin ein chayiv at sheyakriv a matirin, till you bring the matirin. Kol dover sheyesh le matirin ein chayiv at sheyakriv a matirin, till you makdish it nekeli. Hadna lachat asa'if. We'll continue tomorrow.